It's too late, it's over, but that doesn't mean we can't still savor the 6th annual chocolate show, which occurred in New York City. 30,000 chocolate lovers, professionals, and amateurs from all around the world. Here's a sample of what they sampled with NPR's Michelle Mercer.
Chocolate is one of America's most craved flavors, so it's no surprise that last weekend's chocolate show in New York City was filled to capacity, with a line of hopeful samplers stretching down the sidewalk. Inside the show, gourmet chocolate makers hope to turn these enthusiasts into connoisseurs. Philip Ruskin staffed the booth for Martine's Chocolates, where he handed out samples and explained the finer points of chocolate appreciation.
The American palate now is sort of waking up to dark chocolate the way it did to wine over the last 10 years. When people speak about chocolates, they also speak about a roundness. They speak about some chocolates that are chalky. That's not a good quality. A smoothness, the way you do with wine. So chocolate, you want chocolate to be smooth. You talk about the aftertaste, the taste as you do with wine. You talk about if a chocolate has a sharpness to it, the equivalent in wine to, say, a full body.
While many chocolatiers at the show catered to refined tastes, some of the more popular booths featured unconventional concoctions, like chocolate-covered potato chips from the Swiss company Neuchâtel. Reviews there were a little less complex.
It's good because it has the salt from the potato chips, so it gives it a good,
take dip in your french fries and your milkshake. Everybody does it.
Chocolate was also put to decorative use in a designer fashion show and in an exhibition of paintings by Australian artist Sid Chidiac.
I wanted to try some new media, moving from oil to painting. People moved from oil painting to acrylic. I'm moving from acrylic to chocolate painting. I love painting with chocolate. It's a really big challenge for me. You've got to work very fast because the paint will dry very, very quickly.
Chidiac's paintings are made of white chocolate dyed with food coloring, so they are in fact edible. At the show, he nervously watched visitors sniffing at his art and was on guard for any illicit sampling.
My little niece back home in Australia, I'm not joking, she left my room, come back, she was chewing. I said, "What are you eating?" She said, "Nothing." And I looked at the corner of the painting, her teeth were marked. People do eat them.
For all its high-minded gastronomy and rich artistry, the chocolate show was essentially a feeding frenzy. Full-grown adults paid $20 admission for their own golden tickets to a day in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Pastry chef and Food Network host Wayne Brockman said, "Chocolate simply brings out the fanatic in everyone."
A rabbi once told me there's no such a thing as light sex or light chocolate cake. This led up to some kind of religious sermon that I can't quite explain, but a rabbi said this. No, you can't be even-tempered with chocolate. Chocolate is about going berserk.
For Day to Day, this is Michelle Mercer in New York.
That's like dark cocoa butter.